Israeli tanks rolled into the Ramallah compound of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat overnight. Troops killed at least one Palestinian guard and damaged buildings before pulling out about 6 hours later. The raid followed yesterday's Palestinian car bombing of a bus in northern Israel, which killed 17 Israelis, most of them soldiers. The deadly attack revived demands within Israel to take tougher actions against the Palestinians and their leader, Yasser Arafat. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Palestinian witnesses said the tanks pushing their way into the compound reminded them of the month-long siege of Arafat's headquarters that ended 5 weeks ago. But this raid was short-term and appeared intended as a signal that Israel holds Arafat personally responsible for yesterday's car bomb attack. Tanks knocked down a wall and destroyed a security building in the already battered compound. Palestinians said at least 6 people were injured in the shelling, but Arafat was unhurt. After sunrise, the forces withdrew to the outskirts of the city. Yesterday's violence, unusually bloody for a car bomb attack, reignited calls within Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government to unleash the military for another broad, long-lasting offensive in Palestinian territory, and for strong, perhaps decisive action against Arafat. The Ramallah raid was not that kind of response, says Israeli spokesman Gideon Meir.
Arafat was not the target. The target were the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority, because we hold the Palestinian Authority responsible for the continuous terror attacks on our streets. I think that what we did last night was a minimum response to a vicious terror attack, and that the Israeli citizens expect from the government to protect them.
Public Safety Minister Uzi Landau told Israeli radio that a much heavier hand is needed against terrorists in general and Arafat in particular.
I think that we have to go into a systematic overall type of operation to bring to the collapse of the Palestinian Authority, as well as ousting Mr. Arafat out of here. Obviously, they're running an infrastructure which is a terrorist infrastructure. That's impossible.
For the moment, Sharon is calling for a restrained response. The Prime Minister is going ahead with a trip to the U.S., but he's delaying his departure and skipping the New York leg, heading directly to Washington this weekend for a Monday meeting with President Bush. Labor Cabinet Minister Ephraim Snay says he understands the pain and grief Israeli families are going through, but the Israeli response has to have some hope of actually reducing future violence. He says expelling Arafat might feel good, but it won't save Israeli lives.
Expelling Arafat would have no direct impact on the level of terror. If a military operation should be carried out, it has nothing to do with Arafat, but with the terrorists themselves.
The group that claimed responsibility for yesterday's attack, Islamic Jihad, last week rejected an offer from Arafat to join a revamped Palestinian Authority cabinet, preferring to continue with its policy of violence. The group has headquarters in Syria, where leader Sheikh Salah yesterday said the attacks against Israelis would continue. Palestinian negotiator and lawmaker Saeb Erekat says Israel's policy of blaming Arafat is blocking the efforts of moderates who want a peaceful solution.
The answer to this is the resumption of a meaningful peace process. I think those who carried out the attack want to sabotage the Georgetown admission, want to sabotage the Bush-Barak meeting, and we should not budge.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will meet with President Bush, as will Sharon. But those efforts to explore a resumption of peace talks are certain to be strained by the rising tensions in the region. Arafat emerged from his compound in a defiant mood today, describing the Israeli actions as, quote, racism and fascism. Meanwhile, Israeli families are gathering to bury their latest dead and wondering when the bloodshed will cease. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.